Welcome back, you guys. Episode 61 of Zero Carb Journal. Matt here. Good morning, y'all. How you guys doing? Welcome back. Well, how about this, huh? I am so excited. Can you tell? I'm seriously having just the best week, you guys. I'm having a great time. So, good morning. It is 7:15, and yeah, how about that? Can you see that? I'm sure you can see that. So yeah, we got about, I don't think I'm exaggerating. I measured with my tape measure yesterday morning at 9 o'clock, and there was 17 inches of new snow in 24 hours from Friday morning. It started snowing about 8 or 9. Saturday morning, there was 17 inches. It kept snowing all day yesterday. I think there's probably 2 feet of snow out there. I haven't measured, but it's definitely up to my knees. Totally stuck here. Driveway is completely a mess. My neighbors tried to get in and out, and everyone was in the ditch. Yesterday, I got to watch them play trucks and winches. That was pretty fun. Looked like they had a great time. I actually think they really enjoyed it. So my deal, I usually just post up here, our weather is such, you know, we get these events once or twice a winter, and then we'll be back to 50 degrees or, you know, 45. Typically, we'll be back to 45 or 50 degrees within a few days. So I don't, you know, here we don't, well, when I first moved here, I used to work my butt off shoveling and trying to keep everything clear, and then I realized it's usually just not worth it. Just wait it out. So I went to the store before the event, got some food, and just kind of got ready to settle in and hunker down. However, we're kind of in a little bit of a pattern here, and it looks like it's going to stay really cold for another couple weeks, and we're supposed to get a huge storm on Tuesday, so another feet of snow. So I could potentially be stuck here for weeks. But I think today we got a little break. It's really cold out there. It's well, it's 20 right now, 16 a few hours ago, and it's supposed to stay cold and clear, so I may go out down there today and see if I can get my machines running, one of my tractor running, which is iffy in this weather, and try and get the snow clear. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. What I'm trying to say is I'm stuck here, and probably stuck for a while, although I'm going to try and get myself out. But I couldn't be more happy, you guys. I snowboarded my butt off yesterday. I rode up and down my hill. I shredded down to the barn to hay the cows. One of my favorite cross-pollinations of strange activities, snowboarding and cattle ranching. I like combining those two. So that was a really enjoyable day, riding my snowboard on my property. I love it. And taking care of the cows in the snow is always sort of enjoyable. Makes me feel like I'm really ranching. Normally I don't feed them at all because we have grass. But yeah, anyways, loving it, you guys. Just a beautiful, beautiful weekend for me, getting to enjoy my little winter wonderland and sort of imagine that I'm off on a mountain cabin retreat like I used to do when I was younger. So I'm really having a great week. So let's go over the week from a zero carb perspective. You know, it's been a really interesting week. So it was my 2-year carniversary on the 7th, which I guess was just a few days ago. I don't know what the date is today. Maybe it's the 10th or something like that. But as you guys know, I left you off last week. I had gone to the store and I had bought some strange foods for me, sort of on a whim, partly I think because I was hungry from not having eaten enough for the previous month or two. And yeah, so I went to the store last week and I got my usual ground beef and whatnot, but I also got, as you guys know, I got some goat cheese, I got some regular cheese, I got some bacon, got some salami, I got some pepperoni, things that are way outside of my norm. And you know what? I loved them. First of all, excuse me. I'll get into the rest this week. I've been sick all week too. Excuse me. I loved them. So was it the Super Bowl last weekend? I guess it was. Jeez, time flies. Boy, wasn't that boring. Oh, I sure didn't like seeing the Patriots win again. I guess that's as close to politics as I'll ever get here. But anyways, it was Super Bowl, and I really enjoyed sitting there and eating my little cheese and salami charcuterie plate, my Super Bowl snacks, as it were. Haven't really had the desire to have any snacks while I watch TV or anything for a long time, and it didn't really fill any voids for me, but I enjoyed it. Sort of remembered what it was like to sit there and snack on chips or whatever. But I really enjoyed the flavors, and I had some interesting observations. One was that salami I got, it was an uncured, I'm going to call it a salami, but it had a funny Italian name, soprasetta, something like that. And it was mild. It did have some pepper kernels in there, a little bit of garlic powder or something like that. But it was real mild in flavor. It was really fatty, and I loved it. And that was what I that was my revelation, was I really enjoyed it. I ate it with the goat cheese. I ate it on Sunday, and I ate some more on Monday. I had no issues, you guys. I didn't have gurgles or noises or discomfort. My bathroom, excuse me, visit the next day was not significantly different. Jeez, I'm really sorry, you guys. I got a real frog in my throat. But that's okay. I'm just gonna sound funny. I always kind of do. Anyways, I really enjoyed it. It didn't send me, I had no issues that I could tell. Maybe a little bit of a different, movement the next day, but nothing really profound. I ate it a couple days. I took a couple days off. I ate some more towards the end of the week. I felt fine. Along with those things, I ate some pepperoni stick. It was kind of like an all natural one, so it did have some stuff and it had some spices. Again, I was fine. I really enjoyed it. I actually even took a little bit and diced it up and mixed it with my burgers and made pizza burgers. Pizza burgers. They just had a tiny little pepperoni flavor, but for a guy who hasn't had any spices for a long time, they were pretty flavorful. Again, nothing to report. I could feel the pepperoni working its way through my GI tract, sort of like a hot, feel that hot spice. And when I used the restroom, I could tell that I had eaten something sort of spicy, but nothing bad, nothing too major. So that was really great. Now, I did not eat any cow's cheese yet, so I haven't tried that cheddar that I bought yet. I wanted to keep those separate, the goat cheese and the cow's cheese. So the goat cheese was fine. I really enjoyed it. Ate the whole block over the course of the week. So not a big block, but 6 ounces maybe over the course of a week. I had a couple 2 ounce days, so pretty significant. Excuse me. Portions for me, and again, nothing noticeable. A little bit firmer movements the following day, but nothing negative. And for me, that's actually sort of a positive, although I could tell that it was, basically the influence of the cheese. It wasn't necessarily me having a better formed movement. But at any rate, it was really great to eat those things and not have major negative downsides. I'm not going to incorporate them into my diet in a regular way. As a matter of fact, when I looked at them in the fridge all week after I'd eaten them for a couple of days, I almost had to sort of force myself to go back and eat it. Not because I didn't want to or because I didn't like it, just because I'm so comfortable with my normal daily routine of just beef only or burgers only that, to be honest, the little other things kind of throw me off. I'm like, okay, there's my portions of burger. Oh, geez, I should eat that salami. That's a whole, another bunch of food that I wasn't planning on eating, and I'll eat it, but I sort of have to fit it into my meal schedule, and I don't crave it. So yeah, so it was great to eat it, and like I said, one of the main reasons I wanted to do that was just so I can participate in some maybe social gatherings and have a little bit broader experience when I'm out traveling. That doesn't mean I'm going to make cheese or cured meats a part of my diet, but if I'm somewhere where there's, if I'm visiting my family and there is a cheese plate there, I can eat some of that stuff without worry about of repercussions. And so I wanted to sort of work through some of that here in case I do get sick, and make sure that if I go on the road, I can feel comfortable, you know, maybe having a little snack here and there. So not to mention, I think driving, I can see that being useful sometimes. If I were to go somewhere where there weren't services, if I wanted to go camp somewhere overnight where there weren't services, you know, I'm not really equipped to bring refrigerated meats and cook my own stuff and all that. So it'd be nice to be able to throw some cured meats in a bag and at least get by for a, you know, half a day or whatever. So anyways, that was really nice. So that, you know, was a great part of my week. The rest of the week was great, except I was sick. And that is the other thing I wanted to bring up. You know, I left you guys last week. I was snuffling. I had a stingray hole in my foot that was worrying me. And as the week went on, that sort of progressed. Monday, I was really sick, really snuffling and sweating, and pretty good cold, I think, is what it was. And so Tuesday, coldest day of the year, it was about 14 degrees here in the morning, and I had to go to work and lay in a metal boat outside in an unheated shop, if you can believe that. So I don't know if that helped my sickness, but I spent Tuesday and Wednesday working outside. I put on engineer suit, another pair of long underwear, insulated coveralls. I mean, I was like whatever his name is in A Christmas Story. I couldn't move my arms. But I got a lot of work done, and I had some great days at work despite the cold. And, you know, by the middle of the week or end of the week there, I wasn't really feeling too sick. I'm feeling great now. If you can hear that, I've been sick, but I feel fine. I'm still snuffling a little bit. But yeah, it was a good week. I got a lot of work done for my customers. I got a lot of work done here that I'm really proud of. I was able to take care of a lot of office type stuff. And I got a lot of work. I've got some, you know, a lot of my customers have been calling, and the next few weeks, in the next couple months even, are looking really good for me for work. So feeling really good about all of that stuff and really optimistic. And in the meantime, I'm getting to play in the snow and have a bit of a winter vacation. So yeah, I'm doing great, you guys. My stingray foot hole, let's just do an update on that. Not that anyone really probably cares much about that, but man, it kind of freaked me out, you guys. I have never had one of those. I know they're not a big deal. Everyone seems to get them who goes in the ocean much in San Diego. But it's still a little hole. I mean, it's closed. It's not weeping. It's not, I don't think it's infected. It has been itching like crazy as it heals, I think, from the inside out, but it doesn't have any moisture or puffiness, so I think I'm out of the woods. But I talked to my buddy from down there, and he said every time he's gotten one, which is multiple times, he's gotten staph infection, and apparently that's the norm. So you know, I'm feeling real fortunate that it didn't get infected. Oh, it has been itching so bad, you guys, like it's crazy. I don't know if it's the poison or just a deep wound healing, but anyways, try not to step on stingrays if you can. That's my zero carb tip. Catch them and eat them, I guess. There's a zero carb tip. So I hope you guys are all doing great. I, as usual, have not been really paying much attention to the comings and goings of the carnivore community. I sort of tuned into Twitter a little bit for a second here and there, but that was mostly Super Bowl talk, it seemed like, at the beginning of the week. And you know, it just, I feel I'm so comfortable now with this way of eating, and I'm not seeking affirmation or continually, you know, I'm not continually questioning the science. You know, I feel comfortable knowing the state of science, that we don't have any science, and it doesn't seem to be coming any faster. So to me, when I go to Twitter, I kind of just see people arguing. You know, I see my carnivore friends making their statements, which I'm really proud of, and glad that you know, people are out there pushing the narrative that direction, and I'm going to continue to do that as well. But this, the same old pushback from the same old sources, and yeah, they sometimes get me riled. I want to talk back, but I've seen it enough at this point. I know it doesn't matter. None of that seems to make a difference. So anyways, I've been staying kind of clear. It just doesn't, I don't get much out of it these days. Back when I was feeling so alone and really needed affirmation, you know, it helped me a lot to keep reading all the anecdotes and the interpretations of the science, from our smarter, carnivores. But at this point, I'm real confident that I've made the right decision, and really, I just sort of go backwards from some of the negativity from outside of our community. So I haven't been paying much attention. I have been doing a little bit of trying to spread the word in some other venues and helping out a little bit here and there where I can. But for the most part, I've just been kind of cruising. I have had some great real life carnivore interactions this week. Some of my friends who I've talked about in the past, who I've introduced to this way of eating, are continuing on their path, and it's been a joy to see. So I'll touch more on that in the next one, or as I get back into my friend's boat shop. But I just went and visited my one buddy who I'm not working for now, but I will be in a few weeks, and he's the one who had tried carnivore, given it a real fair shot. He's got the wife with Crohn's, and he's had candida, and he gave carnivore a real solid effort. I think back in the summer. It's been a while. I haven't talked to him for months now. So back in the summer, so he did at least 30 days, maybe 60. And then he, the last time I had talked to him back then, he was reintroducing some paleo type foods and seeing how that was going. And then I just went in to meet with him this week and kind of lay out a plan for some work in the coming weeks. And he had let me know that he was had learned some things about adding some things. And we didn't go into detail because there was other folks there and we were talking about work and boats. But he said, yeah, I've been trying to add some other things and I've been learning some things. And so I'm curious to hear his take, but I know that he looks great. I know he's real close to carnivore, if not carnivore. He's carnivore adjacent and doing great. And he's not the only one. I've got a couple other young fellas who I've been working with at the other boat shop who are making noises about leaning this direction. And it just feels great. I mean, it feels so good, as always, you guys, too. Be the example, to set an example of what's possible. So, you know, one of the fellows that I was talking to said, well, I guess I just need to start reading. And I said, well, I've already done all that. I can tell you where it goes. It's 2 years of trying everything else until you finally get here. I said, why don't you just start here? You don't need to do it forever. Don't think of it like a lifetime thing. Just try it for 30 days. Then when you go back to introducing your stuff or reading your other diets, you'll have a way better platform upon which to base your opinions about how they make you feel. So at any rate, really, really, really feeling great about my health, my choices. And I hope you guys are too. So I'm not making any changes here. Not going to start eating more cheese or salami. Just kind of buckle down. Oh, you know, one thing we could talk about briefly too is my change from homegrown to store-bought. As you guys know, I'm a few weeks now into store-bought, and it's been fine. I will say I do miss the quality in terms of the flavor. You know, I'm getting differing flavors of hamburger. Sometimes it's great, sometimes it's not so great. I ate a little too much because it's really fatty. I ate a little too much one night this week and had a little bit of my old stomach discomfort. It didn't manifest as real illness, but I woke up feeling a little sweaty and queasy, which usually for me means too much fat. And so other than that, it's been a great transition. I'm actually enjoying having the opportunity to buy some different cuts. I bought some of those thin cut, I think they call them flanking ribs. The other day they were on sale for like $1.69 a pound or something, and they had ribeyes for $3.99 a pound, so in big 10-pound packs. So I have a bunch of ribeyes and ribs in the freezer, and yeah, so I'm really enjoying all of it. And I was thinking about the future and what I'm going to do with my cows, and I've talked a little bit about trying to maybe take a break from raising the cows. So yeah, so this is interesting, just to sort of settle into the store-bought and reevaluate how it makes sure that I do feel okay, that the homegrown isn't mandatory for my health. And I don't think it is. And as I evaluate costs, you know, the unfortunate reality is it's actually less expensive to buy that store-bought meat than it is to raise my very own, which is sad. I don't even feed my animals. All of the food they get is free. So the only costs involved are in slaughtering and butchering, and still I end up somewhere around $4 a pound, or if not more, $5 a pound for my own homegrown. That's after you take out the bones and everything else. So it doesn't really offer a significant financial advantage over the store-bought, but of course it offers a lot of other advantages, namely, for me, peace of mind from an environmental standpoint. I'm, you know, very, very focused on sustainability, and I do believe that cattle and ruminants raised correctly are a net positive to our environment, but I'm not a huge fan of our current factory farming practices, as you guys know. So while I'm not boycotting it because I need to live on it, I sure do feel better when I'm supporting my own or other sustainable cattle raising practices. I see all the grass in everyone's front yard. I see all these empty farms all over the place. I sure wish we could get back to just cottage industry raising. I know we have enough land for it. We just don't have enough people to do it, I guess, or something. We just have poor systems. Anyways, I don't need to go into that too much. So that's enough for now, you guys. We're getting close to 8 o'clock here, it looks like. So I am going to head out into the day. I'm going to go put my snowboard gear on probably in a little while and go take some runs down my hill and feed the cows. See if I can get the driveway clear before the next snowstorm comes. So I hope you guys are feeling great. Hope you're staying the course. Hope you're moving forward, making progress, and finding your way to health. And as always, you guys, thank you so much for listening and watching. You make a huge difference in my life, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate your support. So thanks as always, and hope you guys have a wonderful week. And I'll look forward to seeing you guys next week. All right, you guys, have a great week. See you soon.